Blog Talk Radio.
By any of the 96 Atlanta area O'Reilly Auto Parts stores, where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle running at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yeah, Mr. Music.
Peace and blessings, family. This is your radio host, Nikki Love, a.k.a. Woonam, your spiritual guide. I know all is well. We don't like to hope all is well because we put negative energy on one's path. So we always got to know all is well. That's right, to keep the positive energy flowing. But, y'all, you know, we have an interesting show tonight. We're going to do sexual compatible readings. I did this last year sometime, and people just loved it, and it was a surprise because I could see in their bedrooms, so they was like, oh, wow. You can see all that, Nikki? Yeah, I could see all that, but you got to give them permission to see it, though. That's right. So tonight we're doing sexual compatibility readings and soulmate readings, okay? So that's what we're doing. But before we go on there, you know, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at CNN. They get on my damn nerves. They really get on my nerves with this nonsense. They are really overdoing it with this Ebola shit. That's right, I said it. They're really overdoing it. And what's making me angry is that, you know, you turn on, you know, I just happened to go to the site real quick while I'm waiting for the music to play. And I'm looking at it, Ebola nurse is not supposed to fly on public transportation. Now, first of all, I got a problem with the fact that she's black. Now what they're doing is they're trying to target black people with this Ebola bullshit. This is part of their race war that they're trying to cause. And it's like, you know, what is the problem here? What's really the problem? You continue to try and cause a race war, and you got, you know, the police shooting black people. Now you got, you know, them wanting to blame it on black people. They got Ebola. Now, you know, they got a big picture of her on CNN, right? And she's up there, and it's now a black nurse who, oh, wow, suddenly just caught Ebola from the Texas patient who just died. They're so full of shit, it's not even funny. And at the end of the day, you know, like I always say, their doing will be their very own undoing. And I'm really getting sick of seeing it. That's my fault, y'all, because I went on the site, is looking around, you know, and just seeing what they're talking about. But what's sad about it is that they're really trying hard. They are really, really trying hard to get rid of black people. That's right, I said it. And if you're white listening too goddamn bad, you can say what you want to say because it is what it is. You understand what I'm saying? It is what it is. Now you're targeting people in Africa, and then you turn around, and now supposedly this guy from, now mind you all, he had an American name. That flew from Africa, had Ebola. He died. Now the nurse that contracts this Ebola is a black woman. What is that? Can y'all see what I'm seeing? Because I know I'm not the only one seeing this. And it's like, how bad do y'all want to cause a race war? As hard as they're trying, it's not going to happen. All the way back from Trayvon Martin when, you know, they claimed they killed Trayvon Martin. I feel that was fake too, goddammit. I really do. I don't care what nobody say. And I remember back then we had Malik Zulu Jabazz on the show. It was like, Nikki Love, come on out. We need you to come on out. And we need you to rally. I said, I ain't rallying shit. I said, I'm not rallying shit. You ain't getting me out to do nothing. I said, my ancestors should stand down. And I said, and I meant what I said. And I didn't go no to damn where. But the point is, everything in my spirit said is fake. They're trying to cause a race war. And the funniest thing is, they haven't stopped since then. They is quiet as it's kept. It started with Troy Davis. Y'all remember Troy Davis when he got executed? Found out to be innocent, and they still executed him, and the world was watching. Now, you know, it trickled on down. They're still trying to cause a race war, still trying to keep the division between white and black and every other race on the earth, still trying to get every other race in the United States of America to hate the black race. It ain't going to work. Y'all need to stop. They need to stop with the nonsense and stop with the games and cut it out because it ain't working. And I'm going to tell you like this, the younger generation coming up, they ain't trying to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to be part of it, and they ain't going for it. It's like y'all keep doing what y'all do. We have come into this planet with a whole different mindset, and they are not scared, y'all. They are really, really not scared. So, you know, let them do what they do. Okay, after the Trayvon Martin thing, they thought it was going to cause a race war. What happened? You had every color, every culture out there rallying, and they was angry because that so-called, whatever his name got off. What is his name again? Somebody tell me his name. I forgot his name. I can't even remember the guy's name. But, I mean, the whole point is the more they try, the more it's backfiring on them, the more they're doing is going to be their very own undoing, and they're getting sloppier and sloppier. It's like it's a joke when you look at CNN and you look on there and everything they're talking about, Ebola this, the nurse this, the red this, that. Every day they're saying something about it. And I'm looking at them like, don't y'all have something else to talk about? You know, now, yeah, they got a new couple of topics up there. The top mega church pastor resigns. The new Modern Family actress dies. New Royals advance the World Series. new the richest person in all 50 states. Richest person ain't rich, y'all. And see, we got to know that, too. Richest person, what, because you stole the trees from the money from the damn trees and you don't even pay homage for it? You ain't rich. They think they fooling somebody when they say they're rich. Why? Because you got all the material things, the big house, the big car. See, this is what they brainwash you with. They make you want these things. They make you feel like if you have these things, they're better. They'll make your life better. And they don't tell you when you physically leave here that you can't take the shit with you. So at the end of the day, really, how rich are you? You know, it's like a game they're playing. It's like, you know, you have to laugh. It's a funny game. It's a real funny game that they're playing. And when you look at all that's going on, you laugh at them and say, you know what? If you only knew what I knew. If you only knew what I knew, because y'all are just so goddamn sloppy and ridiculous, it don't make no kind of sense. I'm sitting back, it's like a movie, y'all. It's like a movie, just watching how every day, they coming up with some stuff, though. They coming up with some stuff now. Okay? Now, we're going to get to the topic tonight. Now, I'm not going to do it until people call in. For those who are listening now who just came in the chat and on the lines, we're doing sexual compatibility readings, okay? I've done this show before, and it was it was a funny show, but it was interesting because people couldn't believe that I can see in their bedrooms. And, you know, of course, we have to get permission. You have to give me permission to go into your bedroom, scry into your bedroom. So, if you want to call in, you better get ready, because last time I did it, the lines was off the chain, y'all. I mean, the lines was off the hook. I had to actually continue it the next day, I believe, because I had so many people calling in. Now, also, we're going to do tonight's soulmate readings. So if you met that man, if you met that woman, and you want to know if she's your soulmate, you know, and I like doing soulmate readings most of all because a lot of times we get caught up. And we get with these men and we get with these women, and a lot of times, you know, we think they for us, and you all stuck in the physical, and you don't see the spiritual, and you end up stuck with somebody who's crazy as hell. But at the end of the day, that's why I like doing soulmate readings, because, you know, you meet somebody, you call me up, Nikki, look here. Is this guy for me? And I say, send me his picture. Let me see what it look like. And then you send me his picture, and then I say, okay. Nah, you better run the other way. You better run real fast, too. So, anyway, it's good to get soulmate reading. Okay, what y'all say? Or, you know, and let's not call it just a reading. When you meet a man or you meet a woman, you know, you want to know. Because a lot of times, you know, they put on a mask, you know. They got this mask on and, you know, they pretend to be this person knowing damn well they ain't nothing like they pretended to be at that moment. They're doing everything in their power to get you. You understand? And that goes for men and women. Women do it, too. Women, y'all do it, too. Put on a mask and then turn into Elvira later on down the line. You know, so y'all are not, you know, excluded from this either. So, men, you should get spiritual readings. You should get a divination done on a woman, too. That's right. That's right. Get a divination done. But, so tonight we're going to talk about, it's mainly the ones. And if you just met somebody you're dealing with for the last couple of months and you want to find out how it's going to turn out, you know, down the end, in the middle of the year, next year, how's it going to be or whatever, you can call in for that reading to see if that's the one for you, okay? And then we'll talk about it if you all are sexually compatible. Now, what we have to understand, family, and I've talked about this years ago, I used to have a show, the importance of balancing each other out, is sexually, physically, mentally, and spiritually. That's right. And sexually. Yes, and sexually. Okay, so all of those things have to play a part in order for this person to be a soulmate. You got to understand this. Now, sexually is very important because a lot of people say, well, sex is not that important. I don't care. No, damn, but I damn you say. Yes, it is important, goddammit. Yes, it is, because if you ain't compatible in that bed, it's going to be a problem. So at the end of the day, yes, sex plays a very big part in your oneship with your mate, okay, man or woman. It plays a very big part because you have to be able to be compatible in that bed. And not only that, we have to begin to look at sex on another whole level. Not the level of just physical and no pornographic shit. We're talking about really, you know, looking at it on a spiritual, from a spiritual eye and dealing with sex in a spiritual way opposed to how we used to deal with it, especially in this new energy now. And I wanted to do the show tonight because the energy that we're in now is very important to know who you're going to be with and to know that this is your soulmate and that you all are going to balance each other out again, physically, spiritually, sexually, mentally, okay? And it's very important to know this because those that are coming together as soulmates now, okay, are or do have a journey on this earth, whether to bring peace to humanity, excuse me, whether it's to bring, you know, or teach or whatever it may be. It's very important that the two are compatible, and it's in this energy now, and it's very important that both of you all are vibrating on the same frequency, because what we have now, and I put this out there 2 years ago when I did, actually, yeah, it's almost going to be 3 years, 2012 predictions, I put out there how relationships were going to come to be. And what I'm noticing, I don't care if you was married for 30, 40, 50 years, you are breaking up, and you're not wondering why. But it's because you are unevenly yoked. They use that word in the Bible, but I'm using it now. So unevenly yoked, which means that one is evolving and vibrating on a higher frequency than the other, and it's time for you all to go because that one person may have a journey or duty or something they have to do that you may be hindering them from doing because you are not on that same vibration. So a lot of, I see one-shifts are being broken apart, and people are not understanding why. You know, and some of them are not going good, some of them are going okay, but this is why, because one is vibrating on a higher frequency than the other, and it's time for you to carry out your mission on this earth. But again, family, who those who joined on the line and in the chat, we're doing soulmate readings and sexual compatibility readings. So I'm going to take my first caller, 919, you are on the air.
Yeah, we in the building, it's Buff Valley, North Carolina. Can
Valley,
you hear me?
Blessings, my brother. Yes, I can hear you, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Actually, I'm doing pretty bad. But my name is Samir. I just seen y'all think up on the jump. And I had a question, not really to know if I'm sexually compatible with this person because I got 3 children with the women and I was with her for 7 mm-hmm. years. So I'm pretty sure we were sexually compatible. But I actually had a question in regard to see if she was my soulmate because actually recently just broke. Well, she kind of left me. I didn't want to break up with her, but she kind of left me. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out if I should.
Okay, wait. So, wait, let me go back. You said your name is Samir?
Yeah.
All right, so she left you. Just give me her first name. That's all I need. I don't need nothing else but her first name.
Tanisha.
Tanisha, okay. Now, I'm going to go back to what you said in the beginning when you said you was doing bad. You don't sound like you're doing bad, my brother, for one. So let me just say that to you. You don't sound like you're doing bad. You sound upbeat. You sound like you're okay. And you are. I don't see you doing bad like that. However, tell me something. Now, this is the first time listening to my show?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want you to know I'm straight out of Brooklyn. I don't hold my tongue, and I don't sugarcoat nothing, okay?
Okay, I'm good. I hope it ain't no bad news, because
okay.
I'm like head over heels over this woman. I just like, I really want to, I don't know.
Okay, but she left you because you ain't doing your job. Now, let me ask you a question. You head over heels of her. I see that you love her. I see, you know, spiritually that, yes, you are head over, you love her, but you couldn't get it right. What were you not doing that she had to leave you? You wasn't doing your job.
Well, actually, that sounds kind of like on point, man. Like, financially, I'm kind of like, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah. But financially, man, I don't know. I had a hard time. I wasn't really taking care of my kids adequately. I was there for them, like, you know, they live with me and all that. But as far as, like, you know, sustaining a home for them, like, we was kind of, like, from place to place and all that, you know, sustaining a good home for them, I kind of failed that. And, you know, I've been kind of, like, in and out of jail, too. But, you know, I'm in my kids' lives physically, but, you know, like, as far as, like, you know, I buy them clothes. But as far as having a home for them and sustaining a home for them, I've been feeling that.
All right. Well, I respect you for telling the truth, and I commend you for telling the truth. So now that means, my brother, we got to work on your mindset and see what is it that keeps you back in and out of jail and not doing what you got to do. Now, I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to heal you and help you. So with saying that, do you understand why she left you?
In that sense, maybe, yeah, I could see that. I probably could see that. But I don't know. I honestly think she probably got sick of being with the same dude for 7 years. You know, she's a little bit younger than me and all that, you know. But, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know what the reason is.
Well, no, I'm going to tell you what it is. It's not that she got sick of it. She wants more. She wanted more than what you could give her. That's what spirit is showing me. And it's like, you know, you have it made up in your mind where you going, what you going to do, and you're not a man with a plan. So what it is I see that she loves you. I see that she did love you, but she was getting tired. She wanted more, and you couldn't give her more. And you couldn't give her more because you haven't even decided what more is yourself. So now it comes back to, okay, what is it that you want to do with your life? Where is it that you're going? Okay, you're there for your kids physically, but mentally you wasn't there. You wasn't there mentally for her. You wasn't there mentally for them kids, okay? And I'm going to be real with you. You was being a little bit selfish because you really wasn't thinking about what is it that you needed to do to sustain this oneship with her and be that father you were supposed to be. But I'm gonna take it to another level. I see that you got your own internal issues that you be fighting. I see the demons you be fighting, and it's something in you that's wanting to do the right thing, but then there's the other part of you just has a hard time doing it because it's like you looking at society, and it's like, you know, it's hard for a brother out here. Okay, you've been in jail. Now let me ask you a question. You have felony?
Yeah, I got one felony, yeah.
So it's a little bit harder for you to actually begin to really do something where it's going to sustain you to make more money than her or whatever it may be, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, with saying that, now this is what I need you to do. We need to work on your mind. And this is why she left now. She's tired. She was tired. She was tired of back and forth. And now, did you cheat on her?
Nah, actually, she cheated on me, but, yeah. Actually, I lost my virginity. I lost my virginity to her, actually. I mean, I had to say that, but, you know.
No, it ain't nothing wrong with saying that. Don't you dare. And ain't nothing wrong with saying, okay, you lost your virginity to her. That's okay. But, let me ask you this question again. Did she cheat on you while you was in jail?
I don't think she did while I was in jail. Actually, she did while I was living with her, when we was in the house, she was going to the
You know,
she's partying a little.
You seen her?
Well, she goddamn womaned up and told me. Like, I was like, oh, okay. I kind of respected that. But, yeah, she kind of told me. Like, I was like, oh, damn.
She told you that she cheated on you?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much what she told me, yeah. I was like, damn.
I was
like, damn.
Oh, wow.
Probably restrained back from, you know, choking the hell out of her, but I didn't want to go there. But, you know, she broke it down to me like that, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm like,
okay, but did you cheat on her back?
Nah.
I don't know, because I'm seeing you talking to some other women. I'm just being honest.
Okay. Well, we broke up after she chilled. We broke up, and then, yeah, I did get with this other chick, and then, you know what I'm saying, did the thing and all that. But, I mean, we weren't together, like, you know what
I'm
saying?
Okay, so you hear it, okay? Because you can't be lying to the spiritualist. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you now. Cut it out. Yeah. All right, so Now, what do you want to know from me? Is she coming back to you on what you need to do? What's your questions?
I really need to know if she's coming back to me and what I need to do as far as, what I need to do to get it back and what I need to do as far as, like, I don't know, like, path of my life. I know people can't really tell you that. That's something that you have to tell yourself and tell me yourself. But, like, I don't know, man. I want to know.
I can tell you that. Wait a minute. How old are you?
I'm 28.
You're a baby. Yeah. All right. Okay. Let me just break it down to you like this, okay? You're 28. You got 3 kids, right?
Yeah.
All right. You got a woman you was with set for 7 years.
Uh-huh.
Been in and out of jail, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I see pretty much what you was in and out of jail for. But now, let's see. You still got a life ahead of you. Now, we make mistakes, but the most important thing we got to do is learn from the mistakes. Now, in your situation, you got a big mistake because you got a felony. And now that you have a felony, it's going to be a little bit harder for you. You already got a strike against you in this land called America, which is your color of your skin. Now you've made another strike against you and you got a felony. So now you got to do a little bit more figuring out, which means, you know, they have a saying that says a man without a plan ain't got a future. So we're going to help you get your future. So that means, okay, first of all, you're going to stay your behind out of jail, okay? We're going to get that straight. Now, it's hard out here for my brothers with felons. I know that. They make it hard for you. I know. I dealt with them. I deal with them all the time. But you might have to create something you could do on your own. First, I need you to get your mind right because you're young. But you ain't that young. You're 28. Before you know, you're going to be 35.
Man.
I'm going to tell you like this. Time is flying. You got 3 beautiful children that you need to focus on. Life is not a game. Now you got to get serious with life. You done lost your woman. You done lost your kids because, you know, women got issues and they're going to start with the kids and start talking to the kids. So you done lost your kids. Now you got to say, you know what, it's time for me to get my shit together. And I'm going to just keep it real. You got to get yourself together. No more games. It's time to sit down and make a plan. By the time you're 30, you know, you don't want to, first of all, be going back to nobody's goddamn prison. Second of all, you're going to have to come up with something to help yourself because it's going to be a little bit harder for you because you have a felony, okay? So you got to sit down. You got to make a plan, okay? And begin to start planning. That's what you start at. Now, you don't want her back in your life yet. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
No, you don't. I'm going to tell you why. Because you got healing to do first. And all it's going to do is continue the same, the same path that it's already on. I'm going back and forth. You cheating on her. She cheating on you. You know, and it's not healing. Both of y'all need healing. You need to take the time out while she's gone now, okay? I know you miss her, but you got to realize that you got to get yourself up and be a man. And when I say be a man, you got to get it together. And I mean, that means that you got to find a way, first of all, to begin healing yourself, healing your mind, your body, and your soul, and then finding a way to make a plan for your future. Because right now, you don't have a plan. How you going to go back to that woman? You ain't got nothing to offer. Financially, you just said it. You wasn't able to hold it down. You wasn't able to sustain a roof. Your job as a man is the protector of the children and the family. Her job is the nurturer of the man and the supporter of the man. She didn't obviously do her job that well either. I don't know. She's not here to defend herself. But, well, I'm telling you from what I see. Now, instead of her coming to you cheating on you, she should have came to you, I'm not happy. It is what it is. But that's another whole story. I want to work with you because you want a phone calling. Now, what you got to do is you got to take this time while she's gone because everything happens for a reason. You got to take this time while she's gone, sit down, and say, you know what, let me get my stuff together. You got to be able to provide for them kids. You got to also be able to sustain a roof over your head. And true enough, you may need a little bit of help, you know, but while you're getting that help, you need to be planning. Where you want to be at the age of 32? Don't you want to break the cycle? You got 3 kids. How many kids? You got a boy? You got a little boy?
Yeah. Yeah, sure
so
do.
So who? Yeah, I see a little boy. But my thing is, you got to break that cycle. Do you want your little boy to grow up and be in the same shoe and same situation you was in and out of jail?
Nah, definitely not. Nah.
Okay, so now that you have to look at them kids. It's like I tell women, you have to look at them children, and you have to make a decision in your mind to say, you know what? I'm not feeling good about this. You ain't feeling good right now. You said you're doing bad. You miss that woman, don't you? But
yeah.
You got to look at your kids and say, you know what? Let me do what I got to do to provide for this woman and my children that I help bring in this world. So right now, like I said, you don't want her back right now. This is time when the ancestors and the spirit want you to begin to start getting serious about life. You're 28 years old, you're young, get serious about life and get on your path of doing what's right for them children. Now, I'm going to tell you like this. She does love you, okay, but she was fed up. She was fed up. But I see that she's a little young-minded too. So y'all just need some guidance and some spiritual counsel. You know, y'all need some serious guidance. And I want you to go ahead and work on you. Start sitting down and making a plan for you. Get you together so then you could get your woman and your kids back. But don't even try to get her back now because you ain't got it right, my brother. You can't even provide a roof for them.
I mean, I'm in school,
are you working?
Man, but that don't generate no revenue, man. I mean, I'm working on my associates, but I don't get no money for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm actually paying for my classes, man. Like,
well, how are you paying for your classes? You going to school? I mean, how are you paying for your classes? You working?
Nah. I'm paying for them, though. I probably shouldn't say how I'm paying for them, but I'm paying for them.
All right, well, don't you dare say how. But all I'm going to say is like this. At the end of the day, now that you're by yourself, are you staying with somebody? Are you staying with a relative or something?
Nah, I stay by myself now. This one-bedroom apartment right now.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, I ain't going to ask no more because you look here now. You're on public forum. Now, I'm going to just say like this. Get yourself a job. I don't give a goddamn if you got to work at McDonald's, my brother. Get yourself a job. You know what? And I'm going to tell you like that. I hear it. You don't want to work. I don't care. Because managers at McDonald's make almost $30-something thousand or $40-something thousand a year. Get yourself a job. But when you say that, it lets me know that you're saying, okay, well, I don't give a damn about my kids or my woman.
Nah, ain't like that. It's just.
It's just what? It's just what? There's no excuse. Go ahead, I'm listening.
I guess I'm going to have to drop out because I'm going to school like full time, man. But yeah, man, I do need a job more than I need an education right now, to be honest, man. Like, I'm going to have to make a sacrifice somewhere. I kind of need that money, to be honest. So, yeah.
Well, no. Hold on. Let me explain something to you. You can create your own job. What skills you got? You can create your own job. Now, you said you need an education right now. I know people that don't have an education, don't even have a high school education, and they're very prominent business people, real talk. So, come on, let me help you out here. Let's not make excuses. Now, this is my brothers and sisters, we make too many goddamn excuses. At the end of the day, you need a job, create a job. Sell some shoes, make something and sell it. Look here. You see what I'm saying? My point is like this. You don't necessarily need to educate, but you also need money coming in so you could take care of them kids. You wasn't keeping a roof over them kids' head.
Yeah.
Now you done lost your woman and your children. And now, like you said in the beginning, you're doing bad. You're not doing bad. You're just hurting. You're hurting inside because you need to heal too. You need to sit down and really do some soul searching and some soul thinking about what you going to do. And you sound like to me that you're a little bit confused, which is okay. That's why you called in. That's why the spirit had you call in, the ancestors had you call in, because you need a little bit of guidance. And there's nothing wrong with that. You're 28 years old, and at the end of the day, you know, you're supposed to by this age, they say. No life, but sometimes we don't. And sometimes this is where you sent somebody or, you know, the spirit will send you somebody or get guidance from somebody who can say, okay, well, let me help you think a little bit. Now, in your situation, you need to get a job. Now, why don't you see if there's any jobs on the campus? You're going to school. you might go work on a campus. If you're going to school full time, maybe you work somewhere on the campus. Why don't you find out if there's jobs at the school?
Yeah, probably. I guess I should look into that, but yeah, I guess I should.
No, it's not. You guess. Look into it. Let's not guess. Let's look into it. Because what my thing is like this. I don't know how you're paying your bills, and it's none of my business. It's none of nobody's business either. However you're doing it, you better have something to show for it. That's all I'm saying to you. So what I'm saying is that you need to get you something also to be able to show that, hey, this is where I get money. I'm working. This is what I'm doing. Now, again, you're talking about you lost your whole family, my brother. You lost your woman and your three beautiful children. We got to break the ice. And what I'm getting with your attitude right now is that, you know, I don't want to do this. It's not about you. Let me take you back some more. It's not just about you. You stuck your penis, and I'm being real, in a woman and made three children. And at the end of the day, you are just as responsible for them babies as that woman is. Now she's gone. But that still does not take away your responsibility for not only providing monetarily, but also providing, nurturing, being a father and being a role model for them babies. Like I said, break the ice. Break the ice, because right now what I'm seeing with your spirit is like you can't, you know, and I feel bad for you in a way I don't, because you got to open your mind. You got to open your mind and say, you know what? I got to do what I got to do. I got to hustle, grind, and grind to take care of my babies. I done lost my woman, my kid. Get your behind up and do what you got to do.
What
you got to do, because I'm going to tell you like this. We don't need another set of babies. And you got a son. And let me explain it to you before we go, because I'm going to take some more readings in a minute. You got a son that is looking up at you. And you best better believe that boy is going to emulate everything he see you do.
That's
and if
really,
you don't
yeah.
break the ice right now, he going to follow in your footsteps. And don't say I didn't tell you so. But understand me and understand me clearly. You are a black man in America. And I always say this, and I don't care who say what. Black men are the most oppressed and the most hated. And it's because they know the power you have. But you don't even know the power you have. Because you allowed yourself to fall into their traps. You allowed yourself to get caught up in their system. So now that you're caught up in this system, it's going to be a little harder for you, but not necessarily. Open your mind up and be that black man I know you can be, because I see it. But you just got to get serious about life, because to you, life was a game. There ain't no more games, my brother, when you got three babies in this world that got to deal with racism every day, being shot down in the street because of the color of your skin, or being put in jail and accused wrongly of a crime you didn't commit. Remember that.
Yeah. Man.
Get it together. And I'm going to send you some blessings your way.
Oh.
But I need you to know right now, I know you hurting, but get all that hurt out of your system, because ain't no hurting when you got a job to do, which is to be the provider and protector of them women and their children. And she ain't coming back until you do what you got to do.
Man.
You'll get her back. What I'm saying is you will get her back. But
okay. You
got to start now, and you got to start working on you first. So the ancestors will bring them babies back and that woman back to you, okay?
Yeah.
What's your question? You got any other questions?
I don't know. You kind of broke it down real good for me. You broke it down real good, man. Actually, I don't know. I might have to go see my voodoo doctor tomorrow, man. I might have to see he might have to give me some more insight.
You got a pen?
Hold on, give me one second. Papa Joe, man. Oh, give me 1 second. My woman.
While we're waiting for you to get the pen. Okay, you ready? All right, take this number down, 909.
909.
749-8626.
8626, all right. You said,
okay, 909. My name is Nikki Love. And I want you to call me tomorrow afternoon, because I'm going to work with you, because you're going to get it right, my brother. You're going to get it right. You just need a little bit of guidance and spiritual help, but you're going to get it right.
All right. Matter of fact, can you say that one more time? My bad. I was just running out of ink or something.
909.
All All right. 909-749, right?
749, yeah. Right. 8626.
Yeah, 8626. All right, 749-8626. All right.
And I want you to call me tomorrow after 3 o'clock, and we're going to talk some more because you're going to get it right. We're going to get you right. All right?
What was the last phone from? 82. I'm writing it down by the phone. 8626. Yeah, I'm gonna give you a call tomorrow, then, man. Thanks for the insight, man. I needed that, man. I kind of need to borrow the uncut.
Now, where you calling from? You in North Carolina?
Yeah, Raleigh, the capital. Yeah, just see this for me.
Where you from, though? Where you originally from?
I'm from Philadelphia, North Philly, you do.
Okay, Philly. Okay. All right. Well, call me tomorrow. I'm gonna be waiting for your call.
Okay, I'm gonna call you like around 11 or something. And when is
okay.
your show? Like,
all right.
Every week, your show is every week.
It's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay, I'm going to keep up with you.
As a matter of fact, call in tomorrow night. I got my brother Alchemist on the line and some brothers that will definitely be a positive role model to you. They're a lot older, but there will be some positive role model to you. So call in the show tomorrow night.
I definitely will.
Okay, my brother. All right.
All right. I love you.
You're welcome. I'm gonna put you back on mute. You can stay listening, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to listen. Okay, good.
Okay. All right, tonight, family, all right, hold on, y'all, because we're doing sexual compatibility readings and soulmate readings. If you're on the line and you just joined, press 1 on your keypad, okay? Press 1 on your keypad if you want a spiritual reading, sexual compatibility scripture. That's why that can see in your bedroom, but y'all got to give me permission. Last time I did a show, the phones was off the hook. If you want to know if you and your mate are sexually compatible, press 1 on your keypad. Or if you want to know if the man or woman you just met is your soulmate, press 1 on your keypad. I'm going to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back. But come on, family, because I know y'all want to know something. And if you're in the chat room, you can call 347-215-8255. Sure, you can put, and also, too, if you have a question in the chat, you can put it in the chat. Just put it in private. Okay, and I'll answer your questions in the chat as well when I come back. But if you're in the chat and you want a reading, the number is there, 347-215-8040. We're doing sexual compatibility readings as well as soulmate readings. Okay? So, okay, let me see. Hold on. We're going to go to commercial, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
All right, family, we're back. This is your radio host, Nikki Love, a.k.a. Wunam, your spiritual guide. And we are doing sexual compatibility readings tonight as well as soulmate readings. So press one on your keypad if you want one. Now, the person in the chat, Dr. Cable Guy, do you want me to answer your question and say it on air? Just press yes and no. Okay, press yes and no. But if you want to know if someone you just met, if you want to know if someone, you've been with for a while, are you all sexually compatible? I can scry in your bedroom, so give me permission to do so, and I'll let you know. And if you are want to know if, you know, this person is for you and should you stay with this person or whatever, then you let me know as well, and we'll read it for you, okay? So we're doing spiritual readings tonight. And it's okay. It's not overwhelming information. I just want to know if I'm allowed to read it on air for you because, you know, people are pretty much, waiting. I can't type and talk. They're waiting for me to talk. So do you want me to read it on air? And if you're on the lines, if you're listening on the lines now, press 1. You know, people sit up here. Now, another thing we could do, too, I'll do, too, is if you all want to know if a man or woman is coming in your life, okay, press 1 on your keypad. You can read that as well, okay? Again, the question to the doc, the cable guy, do you want me to read your question? Yes, you can read it. Okay, good. All right, so what we're going to do is the question is, okay, let me go back to the question. He says, I'm not going to say his name on air. We'll leave it as Dr. Cable Guy. He's been married for 19 years. His wife and him have experienced problems in their sexual relations throughout marriage. And she was a virgin. I wasn't. Her name is, okay, we're not going to say her name. I think I heard you talking about individuals changing vibrational levels. And, yes, that's very true. I believe that this is where we are, okay? We are Christians. When we met and married, I'm no longer a Christian. She still is. So, okay. You actually hit it on point. And I actually said this earlier. When I did 2012 predictions, I told you all because people were going to be unevenly yoked, some of us are vibrating on higher frequencies than others. And what's happening is one is evolving spiritually. One is not. So this is causing, I don't care if you've been married for 30 years, it's causing a lot of relationships and marriages to break up for one reason or the other. It could be the man, it could be the woman. Now, in this case, Dr. Cable Guy is evolving on a spiritual level. He's not a Christian anymore. So the question I have for you, is the fact that you're not a Christian anymore resulted in the marriage breaking up, or was it the sexual part? Now, I'm going to tell you, you're giving me permission, obviously, because you asked me to read it, what I see, okay? And I don't know how long you all have been together, but it seems like to me that it's sort of like she lost love for you, okay? It's like, you know, that in-love feeling, you know, that you have in the beginning. I'm seeing that, you know, she started losing love for you. I don't know, one thing or the other was going on with her mind. I'm not saying that she was too happy. And she wasn't saying so, but she wasn't too happy. Now, it wasn't all of just you. It was also her own internal demons and distresses and emotions she was fighting. So it had more to do with just you, okay? I'm also seeing she experienced something in her life at a young age. I'm not sure if she was molested or something happened when she was, you know what I'm saying? When she was a young girl. There was something that took place with her when she was a young girl. But I'm seeing that pretty much, you know, a lot of this had to do with her own emotional distresses more than just you, and she wasn't happy. And, you know, pretty much the sexual compatibility, now she said she was, you know, you said she was a virgin, excuse me, when she was, when you met her. At the end of the day, you know, she could have been a virgin, but that doesn't mean that she wasn't touched or massaged or molested. You know, you understand what I'm saying? A lot of times molestation does not have to be penetration, but I'm saying that she was violated in some type of way, okay? You said her parents divorced when she was a young girl, but, yeah, there's some more to it. She has some internal issues. I see a lot of issues with her, okay? Like I said, it has a little bit more to do with you, but the truth is, yes, you all are, you know, on different levels, vibrational levels, and I see that you're totally, you know, and one question I have for you, why did you get out of Christianity, just out of curiosity? Why did you decide not to be a Christian anymore, okay? If you can put that in the chat, I would appreciate it. Now, we have a question from Jatone Burton in the chat room, okay? Okay, and Jatone Burton, your question is going to be answered on air, so I need your permission to do that, okay? Okay, so you can read yours on air, okay. So you're saying that pretty much you knew because it's not the truth, it's not true. Okay, so you're being awakened in that alarming rate. So this is what's going on with your marriage right now, Dr. Cable Guy. So, yes, you're definitely evolving and vibrating higher than her, and that has a lot to do with it, and as well as her internal issues of her not being happy, the sexual compatibility part of it. You did say that this was going on for years, though. This was going on for years, and this comes from her own insecurities, okay? This comes from her own insecurities, and that's what I see with her. And it wasn't that you all could have been sexually compatible, but she was going through some internal issues. So I wouldn't feel bad if I was you. You know, she's gotta also find her happiness. She was looking for you to make her happy, and I'm only telling you what I see. You know, pretty much you couldn't do that. All you could do was add to her happiness. Okay, she had to make herself happy. And I'm saying she wasn't happy with it. Okay, and that's what Spirit is showing me because, you know, I'm seeing that you did a lot to try to please her. You did love this woman, but it's sort of like she wasn't happy. That's what Spirit is showing me clearly. And it's like, you know, you did everything, but she had to find her happiness, and you couldn't find it for her, you know? Okay. Well, there you have it. Well, stay right there. Okay, it says, I have to admit to you that I have been unfaithful. I know you have. I didn't want to bring that up, but I know you've been unfaithful, and you've been unfaithful, and it's not justifying what you did, but I talk to men about this sometime because I'm not one to judge the men that do what they do. I'm not an advocate for saying it's okay to cheat at all either. My recommendation is if you ain't happy and you're getting satisfied, leave. You're behind me to leave, but what I'm saying is a lot of times we don't communicate, we don't have effective communication, and when we don't, you know, and we're not happy, especially if you're not happy in that bed, you tend to creep out. Now, are you wrong? Yeah, you're wrong. You're damn right you're wrong. However, you're perfect? No, you're not perfect. You're looking for something that your wife is not giving you, your mate is not giving you, and you end up getting caught up in situations that you really shouldn't, but nobody's perfect. You know, my recommendation, again, is if you are married, you're unhappy, and she ain't satisfying you, he ain't satisfying you, sit down and talk about it. If they don't fix it after the third time, then be out. Do not bring unnecessary, negative, disagreeable demons and energy into your home. If you're not happy, just break it up and both of you go on and get peace amongst each other. That's what I recommend, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm still going to stick. This is my word, and I'm sticking to it. She still had her own demons she was fighting. She still was unhappy, even if you didn't cheat. This woman has to find her own happiness, and she's got a lot of internal issues that I see, okay? Now, I want to go to Jatone Burton. I want to know, will I meet a guy soon? I've been single for a year and a half now, and I wrote the goodbye letters to all my exes, and I ripped a letter and wished them well. Okay. Okay, Jatone. Now, if Jatone is not your first name, give me your first name in private. I will not say that on air, but give me your first name in private, and let me see if you will meet a guy soon. You're welcome, Dr. Cable Guy. You're very welcome. If it is your first name, just let me know. If it's not, give me your first name, your birth name, okay? And again, those that are on the line, if you want a spiritual reading to find out if you have a soulmate coming or if you're sexually compatible with your mate at this time, press 1 on your keypad. Usually the phones be lit up, y'all. I don't know what's going on tonight. Maybe people sleeping. We on too late for them, huh? Now, Okay, that's your real name. Okay, good. All right. Jadone Burton. Okay, you know, I'm going to tell you like this. It looks like you're going through a healing process right now, Jatoni. If I'm saying it right, is it Jatoni or Jatone? Let me make sure I'm saying it right. Now, just, you know, type it how it sounds, okay, in the chat. But I want to say this. It's like a healing process you have to take. You have trust issues with men. And that's what I'm seeing. And it's sort of like you're blocking your blessings. And it seems as if you are pretty much, you know, you want a man in your life, you would like a good man, but you've had, you know, pretty much, you know, some kind of, you know, some relationship that just wasn't good, okay? And, you know, my thing is you have to work on your healing. Spirit is saying, not my thing, but Spirit is saying you have to work on your healing and realizing that every man, first of all, is not the same. Every man is not the same. Okay, for one. For two, I'm a big believer, and I tell all my listeners, sometimes you got to date yourself for a while. Just stop looking. Stop looking, and he shall come, okay? But to be a little bit more precise, Spirit just showed me March. In the early spring, you're going to meet a man, okay? You're going to meet a man, and this man looks like he may be about 6'2", very nice-looking man, about 6'2". He looks like he's got like a, I don't know if he's a brown, like a light caramel color or lighter, you know, but very, very handsome. But he looks distinguished to me. He looks a little bit older, okay? But he's tall, about 6'2", 6'3". Now, this man is going to, he looks like he got a suit on. He's into some type of corporate. I don't know if it's real estate or real estate or banking or something like that he's into. And they show me early March. By this time, you should be working on your healing of your mind, your body, and your soul. This man is going to be very suave, okay? Laid back, very cool, very handsome type of guy. And this man seems to have it going on. It looks like he's been married before, divorced. It looks like his kids are grown, though. It looks like he has older kids. I don't know. They look like they may be 19, 20, 20, like somewhere near there, okay? I see maybe 45. And I don't know if it's too old for you, too young, whatever. He looks like he's about 45. But you all two are going to have a connection. It's like when you see him and he sees you, your souls are going to connect. You're going to look beyond the physical, okay? You're going to look beyond the physical, okay? You said you're 31. Okay, well, that's okay. That's okay because something about this man is going to connect you to him. Now, don't get me wrong. He don't look like an old father or nothing like that. He just looks very distinguished. He looks like he may be 40, early 40s, 45, maybe in between 41 and 45. Now, if it's too old for you, then you know what? You can't ask for something. When the Spirit brings you something, it don't matter. Age really don't count in certain situations. Let's get that right, okay? You know, you over 25. So, but anyway, you will meet this man in the springtime, and you're going to like him. He seems like he has it together. He has his own house. He has his own car. He pretty much is financially stable. He's not rich, but he's stable, okay? I see a beard with him. He, like I said, he looks distinguished looking, very nice looking, though, very handsome. Looked like he almost could have been a model or something. I don't know. That's what Spirit is showing me. But this guy is going to really, really do something to you. It's like your souls are going to connect. You'll recognize him when you see him. Okay? You'll recognize him when you see him. So look forward to that. But he's serious. He's a serious guy. He knows what he wants. He knows what he got. He knows where he's going. So you're going to have to be serious. he is the type that's a provider. He will buy you flowers. He will be the romantist that you might be seeking. But he's not for nonsense. He wants a woman that is going to be pretty much serious about her career, where she's going, what she's doing. He wants a woman that is going to, you know, be able to intellectually communicate with him because he speaks very intellectual. So I'm just giving you, you'll see, mark my words. And we're talking about in March. Spirit showed me March. But in the meantime, from this point on, you need to work on healing your mind, okay? I need you to stop thinking every man is a dog, because I don't know why Spirit just showed me that, but you think every man is a dog or cheat. I don't know why they just showed me that, but they did, okay? And you have to, yeah, see, you said, yes, I do. And you have to stop, okay? You said your baby father, okay? Well, you know, what we have to do, family, is we got to recognize that, you know, when we gotta, we're dealing with men in the society that teaches us or tells us that it's okay to have mistresses. You know, the woman is the sex object. The woman is, you know, it's like in this society, men are brainwashed and programmed, and, you know, it's okay to have a mistress. It's okay to cheat. Men are visual. And we live in a society that taught that. So when we make a mistake of saying that men are dogs, you know, it's not really the case. You have a few men that are not, and I won't even call them dogs. I say they just got some issues, and they brainwash and program on society that teaches them that it's visual, and you got to have every woman not realizing or recognizing the truth about sleeping and infidelity and cheating, realizing that energy, because we don't have a clear understanding of sexuality and how spiritual it is, we pretty much, you know, take it for granted and, you know, not realizing that we're taking on the essence of the world when you mess it around and when you bring in this energy in your house and, you know, all that goes on. But we have to start recognizing for what it is. If a man is doing what he's doing and it's not justification for him cheating, by no means necessary, he's not happy. There's some cases where they just can't help it, and I'm gonna share this with you, and I've done a show about this before. You have a set of men that have been molested, and we call those spirits lust spirits, okay? So the ones who we think that are dogs, they're pretty much walking with lust spirits, with these actual or molestation spirits, and these spirits actually take over their bodies, and when they take over their bodies, it's like, again, they can't help it. It's something that, you know, it's sort of like being possessed. Y'all seen somebody possessed before? Well, if you see a person's possessed, when that spirit takes over, that person has no idea. It's like that spirit just takes over and controls that body. And this is the same. We have many different spirits, you know, that can enter in the bodies, and especially now in the energy we're in and the transformation that's taking place. We're getting a lot of walkthroughs here. People, spirits are walking through them, and I mean literally. I've seen some men, you know, brothers and stuff that I talk to, sisters I talk to, that are talking, all of a sudden they start changing. This is real. This ain't no joke. This ain't no game. This is real, family. And I know, and because I've been able to see spirits since I was a little girl, and I'm a spiritual healer, African traditional healer, let me tell you something. I recognize them when I see them. So a lot of times we don't understand when you have a girl that's promiscuous or a guy that is very promiscuous and doing the things that they do, they're walking with spirits. And 9 times out of 10, from my research and, you know, history of dealing with people with molestation cases, men and women, because lately for the last 2 years or 3 years, I've been finding out a lot of men have been molested, whether it was by a man or a woman. And a lot of times, because we live in a society where they'll say, well, a man is supposed to be a man, and if it's a 17-year-old girl that has sex with an 11-year-old, that's not molestation. She just got him his manhood. Bullshit. That's molestation. Okay? And what we have to realize is that society teaches it's okay. You know, it's okay for a man to get, you know, have his virginity broken by a 17-year-old and he's 11. No, it's not okay, because that young man goes up with emotional issues and gets that spirit, like I said, that lust or that, you know, molestation spirit on him, and he becomes promiscuous. You know, so we have to realize it's a lot deeper, because I'm spiritual. I'm going to speak spiritual first, but it's a lot deeper than what we know. So when we make the mistake of thinking men are dogs, you better look at their history. You better look at what happened to them. And a lot of times they're not going to speak on it, because men were taught, you know, you don't cry. You don't talk about your emotions. Men are taught, you know, you hold it all in. And that's why we got a set of men walking around here today with issues out the behind. Okay, because of the fact that they were told that they should not cry, they should not express their emotions, and now you got men walking around with some pent-up emotions that are ready to burst and blow out and go crazy. Real talk, okay? Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take, since we have nobody on the line, seems like my chat room is on fire tonight, family. Nobody on the line want a reading, so I'm going to take, let's see. Now, let me answer the question. We have LaMitra Martin. Give me a second, and I'll take you. Let me tell you. Jatoni, you said you was going to buy stones to heal. Stones could be very good, but my sister, you got to go within. You have to go within, and you have to do a little bit of meditating. You got to do a little bit of mind clearing, okay? And you have to do a little bit of letting go. Because stones is good for healing. I say physical, and there's certain things you could do with stones, okay? But it's a little bit more that you need to do. Now, I'm an African traditional, indigenous traditional healer, and pretty much I work with a lot of African medicine. You know, pretty much work with African spirits, certain spirits that I use and stuff like that. But when we're talking about healing, when I talked about in your sense of dealing with men, first of all, you need to get to take you a nice spiritual bath, get the cleansing, and get all that energy from them past men that you wrote them letters for off of you. Start with your home. Start with, you know, cleansing your body outside and internally, okay? Internally, cleansing it out with some nice herbs, getting the colon cleanse, you know, a full body cleanse or the cleaner, something like that. Cleanse inside and internally, and then smoke out your house and get that negative energy out of your house, because I do see not totally negative energy, but a lot of disagreeable energy in your house. Smoke out your house with some frankincense, myrrh, and sage, okay? Get you some sage and smoke out the house from corner to corner, okay? But when you do your spiritual bath, get you some sea salt, coconut milk, some lavender or something like that, and I want you to get some leaves off of a tree, 7 leaves. And I want you to prepare you a spiritual bath with a can of coconut milk, sea salt. They have a lavender Epsom salt you can use, and use that and take you a nice spiritual bath and begin there. When you do your hot, nice spiritual bath, put some candles around and just see yourself releasing everything that has happened in your past, your mindset, the men, everything. Just see it leaving away from you so you can open your path for blessings to come in, okay? And you also need a break, too, away from your kids. You need a little break. And I'm going to put that out there to you. But if you're new to my chat, I have a website. I'm going to put it in the chat so you all can check out my website as well, okay? Because I do a lot of spiritual work and spiritual readings for people around the world, and especially spiritual work. I get a lot of people doing spiritual work, okay? But I just put the website in the chat. You all can check it out. Now I want to go to Lemetra Martin. Now, Lemetra, I'm going to ask you the same. Do you want your question answered on air? Okay, and just press yes or no. Okay. Okay. Put it in the private yes or no. I just read your question. Okay, and you seem like another one that has to pretty much get your mind right. Seems like you've been through a lot. I don't know what my spirit is picking up with you. You've been through a lot. Yeah, you've been through a lot, okay? And I do definitely see a powerful transformation for you. I see a very powerful transformation for you. So, yes, if you want to get an extensive reading, then you know I just put my website in the chat and you all could go to the site. And off air, I'm going to tell you all like this, I do charge. I do charge for spiritual readings off air. But right now, if you all join the membership, $25, you get 2 free readings per year, 30-minute readings. It's $25 per year. If you all go and join the site and be a member of the site, you get 2 free readings per year, 30-minute readings. You get 20% off of spiritual supplies, and you get 1 free ritual. So that's the offer I'm offering with Wunam Sacred Society. Join as a member, $25 per year. You're not obligated to do it every year if you don't want to, but that's the price. I try to keep it reasonable. I try to give a service that will help the people rather than harm them by taking their money. So I'm offering that to the community now. I'll have that offer up again for another 30 days. So it's $25 per year. And then you get 2 30-minute free readings per year. You get 20% discount on spiritual supplies, which are also reasonable prices, and you get 1 free ritual, okay? So check out the site. But let me check the lines. We don't have any readings. I'm surprised we don't have any spiritual readings on the line tonight. Y'all don't come at the last 15 minutes when I'm ready to get off air, because that's what they do too. But for those who just joined, the last four calls that came on, we're doing sexual compatibility readings, soulmate readings, you know, or if you just met somebody, you want me to tell you about their spirit or tell you about his spirit or her spirit, call me and I'll go ahead and read it for you. Hold on. We got a 937. 937, you are on the air.
How you doing, Sister Nikki?
I'm good. Peace and blessings. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Okay. So, you know, you have no calls. I'll say I call in. What do you see for me?
What do I see for you?
Yeah.
This is Jaywood, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Jaywood. What do I see for you? Jaywood, it looks like you pretty much, I don't know, Jaywood, it looks like you pretty much are into yourself right now. You may want a woman or have a little friend or something like that, but a woman to satisfy your needs, but it looks like you're on your own journey or something to me.
True.
Like you're into yourself right now.
Real true.
That's true?
Yeah. It is.
Okay. But as far as a woman coming for you, is that what you want to know?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, well, I don't see no serious woman are you taking on, I'm going to put it that way, a serious woman until next summer. Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
because
cool.
It's sort of like you're on a, like I said, I see you pretty much into you now, doing your thing. That's what I see. And I'm seeing that, you know, yeah, you want a woman, you know, like I said, to satisfy your little needs or whatever, whatever. But it's one of those things whereas, you know, you're not looking for nothing serious. And also you're trying to get yourself together.
Most definitely true.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't see you linking up with no, like I said, no serious woman until next year. So
next year shall be then.
Yeah. What are you working on? Are you working on a project right now, Jaywood?
I'm working on a project.
Right.
Well, I will be pretty soon. Like, I kind of am. I'm kind of just getting this information that I got together. And what I'm going to do together is this information that I've come across that came to me, so I can put it in a like a PowerPoint or something, so I can show everybody what I'm talking about, because I got a lot of information that I have that I feel I need to share. So I'm gonna just share it. I'm just get it together and put it together. So
okay.
And I give bits and fragments here and there to people. So that's pretty much what I'm doing.
Okay. So you're working on something right now. Okay. All right. Well, it's going to do very well when you're finished.
That's good.
You'll see.
I hope so. That's what I'm planning on.
Hold on. Rewind. Did you just say
I hope so? No, I know so. I was going to change it. I already knew you were going to say it. I already knew you seen it. I already know so. It's already happened. I already seen it. So.
Don't you dare. You know we supposed to know. We ain't supposed to hope no. We have some powerful energy right now. And people still talk about, I hope so. You better
That's
know
a habit.
So. I know.
That's
well, let's break the habit.
I know.
Let's break this habit, family, because that's the only way you're going to see a life change. You see, a lot of people don't realize, again, we have some very, very powerful energy. And I'm going to give you all an example. Just about 2 weeks ago, I had an experience. I'm not going to speak on the experience and who was and who it was and how why they did it. But I'm going to speak on experience where someone was being very selfish, okay? Very, very selfish. and very ungrateful and very, you know, crazy and stuff like that. And you know, it made me angry. And I said, you know, you be very careful. If you're not walking with righteousness in this energy that we're in now, you're going to see your karma come back to you as quick as you can blink your eye, okay? So I get a call yesterday from this person, and when I get this call, this person happens to say, I need your help. I need your help. Da-da-da-da, you know, and I'm not going to get into the whole thing, family, but this is how powerful the energy is, because within 2 weeks, period, the energy turned around where that person received their karma. And if you are not taking this serious, you all need to take it serious on this line and in this chat right now. If you are not walking with righteousness, if you are not trying to do what's right, if you are being selfish in any type of way, if you're being ungrateful, if you're not being grateful for the things that you do have, you better be prepared to continue to be on this journey, struggling and dealing with chaos, destruction, and everything else. And I'm not putting the mouth on y'all, I'm just telling you what I see every day. People that's walking with unrighteousness, people that's just hateful and just evil and just selfish, and, you know, and their minds ain't right. They don't choose to get their minds. They don't want to get their minds right. And they're wondering why they're going through what they're going through right now. We got to change our mindsets. And it's a matter of embracing this energy that's coming in, knowing, not hoping, knowing that all is going to be okay. And it may take some time because, you know, we're still stuck here in the physical, and a lot of people are so used to just things going wrong and everything going wrong and this going that. But when you begin to take on a mindset of knowing, I'm not going to allow you to worry me. I'm not going to allow this to go wrong. I'm not going to allow this. When you begin to take on that mindset, you begin to see a change in your life. And this is real, family. You begin to stop worrying. You begin to, start knowing. I know it's going to be all right because I ain't going to have it no other way. I'm not going to have it no other way. And what you do is you strive forward to see it being good, see it being okay, seeing no obstacles, seeing your life just peaceful, harmonious, and prospering, whether it's with a man, whether it's with a woman, whether it's with whatever you want. But you have to see it. And this is what this energy represents. This energy represents the matter of you coming into your consciousness and knowing your God self, as they say. And y'all know what I mean. You know, coming back and knowing that, you know, now, I'm going to say this real quick. When we speak about the Bible, there's truth, metaphors, lies, plagiarism, African folklores. And one of the African folklores is death and life is in the power of the tongue. There's another one that talks about the importance of, I think it was when Jesus supposedly said, aren't thee gods yourself? So that means according to this Bible, they say God can cause miracles, God can do this, he can give you miracles, he can do whatever you want to do. That's you. That's you that they're talking about. That metaphor is you that has the ability to create and do what you want, have what you want in your life, but you have to see it. You got to get out the physical and come into the spiritual and know. You got to see it, feel it, talk it, believe it, think it. And this is the energy that we're in that's so powerful that people need to start taking on. You're walking around here, you're gossiping, you're talking about people, you're unhappy, your life is unhappy, whether for what reason or the other, you're going through changes. People, you know, and I get a lot of spiritual readings, family, and people going through it. Some of them are going through it because they haven't chosen to make a change. They haven't chosen to make a change in their mind and their physical situations. And they're holding on, and then you got the people that want pity, want people to feel sorry. Get off your behind. Start working on doing what's right, speaking right, talking right, thinking right. A lot of people don't understand. A lot of times just certain situations, because I get a lot of people, y'all, calling me saying, Nikki, I think somebody put something on me to tell somebody send something rude to my way. I said, you ain't got nothing on your behind, but this is circumstantial, and it's your mindset that keeps you in the situation that you're in. So get your mind right. start thinking positive, start talking positive, start doing positive things. And what I see most of all is a set of selfish people out here that don't care about nobody but themselves, and they say the first law of the universe is self-preservation. Bullshit. Physical. You're in the physical. Spiritually. You understand? It ain't about selfishness. Well, I can't do this. I can't help you. I can't help myself. Really? Maybe if you help me, you'll open a door for the blessings for you to be helped. Each one bless one. You see what I'm saying? And see, people got to realize that this, again, and I'm going to say, y'all could sit back and pretend like you don't know, and pretend like you don't want to hear, but it's real. And I'm seeing it every day, every day. Every day, where people, you got a set of people who really, really want to do right, and they being blessed like crazy. And sometimes, you know, we can't see the blessings because we're so busy, you know, looking for them, we can't see them. Stop looking for them because they be right there all the time. All the time. I tell my daughter's grown, y'all. I tell them, look here. Look at this. We don't go without. As soon as we need it, it's there. You see what I'm saying? That's a blessing within itself. You worried about this? What you worried for? Every single time the spirit of the ancestors that showed you is right there. Some of us are not even grateful for what we have because we're so busy wanting more because the society teaches us that, you know, you're supposed to have the bigger house, the bigger car, the nicer shoes, the nicer hair, da-da-da. And you know what I'm saying? And you're not even grateful for the shoes you got on your feet. You're not even grateful for the roof that's over your head because you're so busy looking over here, you know what I'm saying, because you want more. You feel like you need bigger and better when it's not necessarily the case. And then you wonder why your blessings ain't rolling in because you ain't even grateful for what you got. You may not have a dollar. I mean, you may not have $1 million, but you got a dollar. Be grateful for that dollar. And maybe your $1 million will flow. And this is the type of mindset, family, that we need to be taking on. You got people, another thing, walking around here vindictive and just goddamn hateful, wishing bad things on people and wanting bad things to happen to people, and you wonder why your life is in distress and chaotic and destructive. Because you're so goddamn busy using your thoughts to think about, you know, I hate her. I hate that bitch. I hate that. Or I hate that nigga. He got more than I got. Who you think he is? And worrying about, don't worry about it. Worry about your own shit. Put thoughts in your mind to think about what you need to be doing or what you need to do to get what you got. Never mind hating on nobody else because all you're doing is redirecting that energy right back to yourself and your situation. And I tell people this all the time. If you don't believe me, try it and see, and watch how it come back to you. Just do something on purpose. Do something on purpose. Just say something. Do something on purpose and watch how 2 days later. You're like, damn, I should never do that. I'm telling you, this is how powerful the energy is and how quick the exchange is. Y'all better recognize for what it is. But on that note, family, it's 12 o'clock tomorrow night. Our brother Alchemist will join us with another great show, a topic, because he usually gives me the topics, you know, about an hour before the show. So be sure to tune in, Brother Alchemist, and then Brother Donnie that comes on here, and Sister Black that comes on. So y'all be sure to call in tomorrow night, and we'll have another great topic. Again, we don't have no more spiritual readings. Hope I was able to help. Nope, see, Jay, would you supposed to correct me? No, I know I was able to help. How about that? Okay?
Huh?
See, you all, where you at? You all in space somewhere. You in the cosmos somewhere. Come back down to the earth for a minute.
I'm back.
Anyway, okay. All right. Well, look, see, didn't I tell y'all it was going to be a last-minute caller to call in? 404-295, you on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, this is your daughter. This is your daughter.
Hi, how are you?
Saying hi. I'm good.
You're
just stopping.
This is my daughter. Yeah, this is my oldest baby. This is my oldest baby. She called him to stop and say hi. I love you.
I love you too.
Put that little girl on the phone. Y'all want to hear my little granddaughter? Let me let y'all hear my little granddaughter. Okay, hold on, y'all. Here she comes.
Hold on, for sure.
Say hi, Nana.
Hi, Nana. Hi, what you doing? What you doing? Are you banging on my door?
Say yes.
Are you do y'all hear this 2-year old? She's
stop doing it.
Are you banging on my door?
Mama. Whoa.
Yes.
Nana.
I love you.
She gets the phone back.
Okay. All right, there y'all have it. My 2-year old. So they're banging on the door to come in and bug me, y'all. Anyway, we'll see everybody tomorrow night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time when our brother Alchemist will be on to join us. So be sure to tune in at 10:30, family. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get up out of here. Peace and blessings.
Can't stand no good enough for just a fence. Can't stand so near like when you're begging me.
cantón como son natural. Pues somos la sonra mala, contemos la sonra mala, lolo. Lolo, bromos, ya la lolo creeré. Bromo, bramica, planta, bembraré. Punta, bembra, pero yo un coyote. Creen que le está de bruta, para ni de uno feriate. Dos salas, dos bolula, como yo, ni pa monjo. Ya yo no tapo que furare. Poco antes, como yo, cru, chama un aclini. Usted fue ña la niña, mire, co. No va con un hombre, ya, ya, ya. Se ala, canamo, sabula, diaro. En el sabudo, ninguno, coro, dauda, buona. Malo saya mani wolo fatriki sale non trana lañe bari sangare bari bari sangare bari siro jugo ani bari la rojugo ne wolo fabre ila saya e bela to yo kuma ke saya mangbele fo jombenko
ai mamu ka be
What if everything I'm saying could be heard? That'd be cool.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop one of the 96 Atlanta area O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name products in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.